prophecy, I think, is there for to help us steer us in the right direction. I don't think it's there to scare us. I think what it's there to do is to get us ready and to get us prepared.
Prophetic words from God given through the prophets bring insight into His plans. Join Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they reveal how prophecy prepares the body of Christ to be ready for what's ahead.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Billy Brim's here today, and she's expounding about the end of time.
Not the end of time.
The end of days.
The end of days.
Well, the end of days and the end of time.
The end of this age. The end of this age.
Okay. Yep. Billy is correcting me today, so I'm glad you're here.
See, we'll put up that chart and we'll take a look at it. Put that chart up there and look here, Glo.
Okay.
You see here, we're looking at this. Mm-hmm. This is what's happened when Moses went to heaven. This is what God said to him, that this earth is going to operate from the time of Adam for 6 days, like it operated for, like God. He worked 6 days. But in our time, 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is 1,000 years. That comes from Psalms, and it comes from 2 Peter. So the first 2 days were called the days of chaos. This is when they didn't have the written word. Then the word came, and that they had then the days of the word, the Torah, for 2 days. Then the Messiah was to come at the end of the fourth day, and He did come. That's when Jesus came. And so then the latter days are the 2 days of the Messiah. Really, it's been the body of Christ here. Then we're now at the end over here of this age.
End of the sixth day.
End of the sixth day. And then there's going to be for the earth, there'll be the Sabbath, the day of rest, the millennium, when the kingdom of Jesus is set up, the visible kingdom here on the earth. Of course, it's preceded by 7 years tribulation time. We'll be in heaven, the Mary's Supper of the Lamb. In fact, we live in heaven. Heaven's our home.
Praise
God. Praise the Lord for that. Glory to God. Now, we're going to be watching in the end of days. We're going to be watching the fig tree. We're going to be watching the nations. And we're going to be watching the heavens, signs in the heavens. Some big time signs in the heavens. We're in the midst of it right now. We're getting ready for the next sign in the tetrad. We're going to be talking about those signs in the heavens next week. But now we're watching because Jesus told us to. It's really not right to ignore what God's doing when you're on the earth.
No.
It's terrible. In fact, if you were on the earth when God was, when Noah was, you should have known what God told Noah, and you should help Noah and get on the ark.
You should have gotten your hammer out.
That's right.
Get
your hammer, help him.
That's right.
If you were here when Jesus was on the earth the first time, you should have gone to the meetings. You should have made some loaves and fishes, gone to the meetings, like the women with the issue of blood and the others. So you need to know what God's doing when you're here on the earth.
And get God, in on it.
God is doing something now. Like Brother Copeland said in his May letter that we started with yesterday, never be hurt for or heard of things are happening. And but actually, most of them are told us in here by the prophets. If you just, and now that we see them, then you can hook
They're
it up with what the
pass.
Prophet said. It's come to pass. It's plainer to you. But we are obeying Jesus by doing this. Luke 21, verse 29, His disciples had asked Him, what is the sign of Your coming, Your parousia? And that word is used in Matthew 24. It means You're coming as a king or emperor, because they knew He talked to them all the time about setting up that earthly kingdom. That earthly kingdom has been prophesied since the days of Samuel and Messiah and Isaiah and all of them. The Jews always knew an earthly king was coming. Now, Luke 21, 29, He spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree, that means watch, the fig tree is the nation of Israel, and all the trees, those are the nations of prophecy. When they now shoot forth, that means into the prophetic place, you see and know of your own selves. You can't escape that line. He tells you to see and know your own self. Maybe your pastor doesn't know about it, but you need to know
so
about it.
So we're not supposed to be in the dark.
No, we're not supposed to be in the dark. He shows us things to come. We're His people. We work with Him. We talked about how we work with Him yesterday. You see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, When ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. He's talking about the earthly, visible kingdom. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. The generation that sees the fig tree, Israel, come into its prophetic place. The generation that sees, let's name some of those nations, Iran, Russia, Syria, Egypt, Babylon, Iraq. They're all in the prophets. When you see those nations line up with what the prophets said about them, then you know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
Glory to God.
Ooh-wee, it's Hallelujah. Happening everywhere. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged partying and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day comes upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you. In Mark it says, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Mm-hmm. Watch you therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Of course, in the rapture of the church, we will escape it and we will be standing there. Now, watch the fig tree, he said. Behold the fig tree. The fig tree is the nation of Israel. How do we know that? In this scripture. Hosea 9:10. Hosea has a lot to say. He's one of the prophets that has a lot to say about the coming of the Lord, the second coming. I found Israel. This is Hosea 9, verse 10. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. Then he calls, of course, he's called Israel the fig tree. Now in Joel 1, there's getting ready to be nations are going to come up and disperse Israel. And in Joel 1:6, he writes,
Jesus.
For
Jesus.
A nation has come upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Now, so here in these scriptures and in the scripture that Jesus told him to watch the fig tree, it refers to Israel. Now, the fig tree in Mark 11 does not refer to Israel. It's just Jesus standing there giving a faith lesson. He's about to leave. So he says,
it didn't have a meaning.
No, it didn't have a meaning. It's a fig tree standing there, and he's getting ready to leave.
Okay.
And he wants to show his disciples how to work faith. Mm-hmm. So he cursed that fig tree and said, no man eat fruit of you. And then that's when he said in Mark 11, 23, he said, this is how it works. Have the God kind of faith.
So it was an illustration.
It was just an illustration.
But not talking about the end time.
Not talking about the end time at all. Not talking about Israel. In that one, he's just telling them, you know, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith.
I found that to be true.
Oh, have I ever found that to be true?
Many years ago.
It's true for everybody, whether they know it or not.
It is true for everybody.
Positive or negative.
But it can sure mess you up if you don't know it.
Oh, brother, but that's just a lesson.
You're saying the wrong thing.
That's just a lesson. That's just a faith lesson. But in other places, when it looks like that, then he is using...
If you would just think back to where you and I and Ken and others were in our daily lives to when we first heard about how to walk by faith.
How to do it.
Thank God we heard.
Yes, thank God we heard. Bless the Lord.
That Mark 11 changed everything.
Hallelujah. But the fig tree that he's talking about to watch, of course, we couldn't go over there and watch that fig tree standing there that Jesus passed by. But the fig tree we watch is the one that's the nation of Israel.
Yeah.
The biggest miracle that we have seen since Bible times is the fulfilling of God's word to make the fig tree shoot forth.
It's the truth.
It's the fulfilling of God's word to bring Israel back home. And let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36. The book of Ezekiel is prophetic from chapter 35 on. And Ezekiel chapter 36, this is a prophecy concerning the land of Israel. It's a very special land. And he prophesied that when you're out of it, it won't bring forth. It'll be like a... And I was reading something the other day, and the Jews have been out of that land for 2,000 years. And this man pointed out there had been a 2,000-year drought. And in all those 2,000 years,
in Israel, a 2,000-year drought.
In all those years, it didn't rain like it was supposed to rain. And the land didn't bring forth. It was just a wasteland.
That's backed up by Scripture, isn't
it? Yeah. It was just a wasteland. And when the Jews started coming home, the rain started again. And the Jews came home and the land produced. But if they had come, if it had produced all those years they were gone, people would have filled it up. Mm-hmm. But nobody was there when they came. It was virtually a wasteland.
It was a desert place, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Just read Mark Twain, what it was like. Innocents Abroad. So, but even when they were first put out in the Babylonian, when they were taken away by Babylon, and Ezekiel was the prophet that went with them. You could imagine. I mean, they've had this temple. They've been God's chosen people, and they've had connection to God, and now something's come along and barked the fig tree, and they're over in Babylon, and they don't know if God's, they don't know what it is, if they'll ever get back. So God takes the prophet Ezekiel, who's with them, mm-hmm. and he gives them this prophecy. So here's the prophecy that they received that gave them hope. And it's the one that we can read and see what's happening now. Also, thou son of man, that's Ezekiel, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel and say, now Israel right now is the size of New Jersey. On one side it has the coastal plain next to the Mediterranean Sea. On another side it's got the Jordan Rift Valley. But in the middle there's a spine of mountains. And that spine of mountains, there's a book here that talks about it. We didn't offer it this time, but The Mountains of Israel by Norma Archbold. And it points out that what the world calls the West Bank is exactly what is the mountains of Israel. So God prophesies to the mountains of Israel, and you might say the West Bank. You mountains of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy has said unto you, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. And that's what happens. Another group of peoples has said, we've got the high places. They have Nablus. They have Bethel, places near Jerusalem. And then they have Hebron. It was given to them to settle with Yasser Arafat when he created a myth about their ancient past there. And so the Lord says, the enemy has said, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. And that's what they want to say about Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is in the mountains of Israel, and they want to divide it. But God says, oh no.
Now, which scripture was that you're just quoting?
This is Ezekiel 36.
Ezekiel 36.
Verse 2. The enemy has said, aha!
Isn't that something?
Even the ancient high places are ours in possession. That's going on right now, folks. Therefore, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession unto the residue of the nations, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers and an infamy of the people. Everybody talks about the Jews. Everybody, anti-Semitism is rising terribly in some of the shootings that have happened lately. And in this year, a shooting in Kansas City, a shooting in Las Vegas. It's been people who, and then of course the killings In France, it's been anti-Semitism. Even though they didn't always kill Jews, they found that when they found the shooters, the hatred that was in their heart, they were against Israel. So, verse 4, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains, to the hills, to the rivers, to the valleys, to the desolate wastes, and to the cities that were forsaken. Those are the cities that were in the Bible times, and they're now called West Bank settlements. But they're really the cities of ancient times, Shiloh and Hebron. These cities, which were forsaken and became a prey and derision to the residue of the nations that are round about. Surely, thus saith the Lord God, I'm reading verse 5 of Ezekiel 36. In the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the nations, against all Idumea, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their hearts. The people are making a mad dash right now, trying to get Israel to give up these lands when it is written right here that God doesn't like it. So, you know, even early in the year, Yasser Arafat's group was called the PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization. It took on then, it was a terrorist group, Fatah, F-A-T-A-H. But then it took on what the world thought was respectability. And it had a leader named Mahmoud Abbas. He really was the right-hand man of Arafat, PLO. He did his doctoral discourse on that there was no Holocaust. But we started forcing Israel, and this happened with Democrats and Republicans too, forcing Israel to negotiate with Mahmoud Abbas because he seemed like the good guy. Even though the PLO under Yasser Arafat was the one who organized the killings at the Olympics of the Jews, the 11 Jews at the Olympics. So, and in their charter, they say that Israel has no right to exist. But we're supposed to think that they're the good guys, and they're negotiating to divide Jerusalem and other things which God says you can't do. Well, then there's the Hamas. When Ariel Sharon took out the Jews from Gaza, then the Hamas came in and ruled there. And they're a terrible organization, terrorist organization. United States organized them, recognized them as a terrorist group. So now, early on in this year, well, about mid-year, the PLO and the Hamas made a unity government. So that unity government, it seemed like all the nations of the world were going crazy to hop on board and recognize it, even though they say Israel has no right to exist. European Union head, oh, we recognize them. United Nations head, oh, we recognize them. But what was so sad was United States of America said, we're gonna continue to see how this government does. And what they wanted to happen right away, a lot of our senators and congressmen are very pro-Israel. They wanted us to not give money anymore to the PLO.
You'd think that's a no-brainer, wouldn't you?
You'd think it was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. If they're going to hook up with Hamas and we're going to keep giving them billions of dollars.
Our money.
Our money.
Our money that we work for and paid taxes into this government.
And God says here they're going to get in trouble for it. God says in Joel, let me just read you here what God
says.
That's
amazing that people can
be so blind.
Joel
chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, when he brings them back home, I will also gather all nations and bring them down. We're watching the nations, you know. Bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. That means Jehovah shall judge. And I will plead with them there for my people and my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Amplified says, my land they have divided. God the Father is going to judge them for parting his land. And now all the nations are getting on board and saying, let's talk about this. Force Israel to negotiate land for peace. And it never works. Prophesy, therefore, concerning the land of Israel, back to Ezekiel chapter 36. The Lord says in verse 7, I have lifted up my hand, that means God swears, surely the nations that are around you shall bear their shame. Now, we're not talking about the nations quite yet, but in a way we are. The nations that all around Israel right now are in an uproar. But you, verse 8, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. Okay, what did Jesus say? What did he tell us to do? He said, watch the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand.
Praise
so what has happened here? God said through the prophet Ezekiel, 2,500 years ago probably, God said, they're going to come home and they're going to shoot forth their branches.
Amen.
So we see that happening right now. They're coming home. This is the biggest thing.
They're going to prosper and be blessed.
Yes.
In other words.
I behold, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches. That's what Jesus referred them to. He was referring them back to the prophet Ezekiel. And yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. Behold, I am for you. I will turn unto you. You shall be tilled and sown. I will multiply men upon you and the house of Israel, even all of it. That means the northern kingdoms, which got lost, but now they're finding them again, the 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom, all the house of Israel. And the cities shall be inhabited. The world calls them West Bank settlements, but they're the cities that were built on the mountains of Israel. I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. I will settle you after your old estates. If there was
The old lines.
If there was a Hebron in the Old Testament, yeah, there you go. If there's a Jerusalem that was yours, there you go. If there was Shechem, which today is called Nablus, settle it back again. So what the people that the world calls West Bank settlers are doing, they're wonderful, precious people. They look and when there's an old, they see this, they believe this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go near that old town and they build it up again, just like God told them to do. And he said, I will do better to you than at your beginnings.
Wow, that's good.
And you shall know that I am Jehovah.
Glory to God.
I will cause men to walk upon you, my people Israel. And it says in verse 24, I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and bring you again into your own land. Verse 28, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Hallelujah. The last verse says, verse 27, thus saith the Lord God, 37, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, mm-hmm, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem and her solemn feasts. So shall the waste cities be filled with
flocks of men.
That's right. And they shall know that I am Jehovah.
In other words, he's manifesting himself.
He's manifesting himself. We see it before our eyes. It never happened until it started happening at the end of the 1800s. They started coming home. He started fulfilling this. It's happening before our eyes right now. It's a sign to the whole world. And we're beholding it. We're watching it.
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
Billy and I'll be right back.
When all this starts to happen, up on your feet, stand tall with your heads high. Help is on the way. Luke 21:28. You can know the signs of the times and understand what's going on in the world around you. Watching in the End of Days package will focus your attention on faith, not fear, and what God's Word says about the future. This exciting set of resources includes Signs of the Last Days, an End Times Update, teaching series, and study guide by Billy Brim, and Blood Moons, Decoding the Imminent Heavenly Signs by Mark Biltz. These timely teachings will help you understand the divine link between prophecy, heavenly signs, and historical events, and what they mean to us today. Learn how to watch for God's appointed times revealed in the heavens and the seasons represented on God's calendar. Keep your eyes on the truth. Be equipped for the future. Look forward to the glorious days ahead of God's end time. Order the Watching in the End of Days package available on CD for £19 or on DVD for £29. Order online at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225 787 310. understand the divine link between prophecy, heavenly signs, historical events, and when they intersect. For more, go to kcm.org.uk. Order yours today.
Billy's going to tell you about a package of stuff you're going to want to get. Hallelujah. Because this, it just takes a while to get this, doesn't it?
It does.
You have to listen to
it. Yes, and you can listen to this and actually watch it over and over. I was so excited when Pastor Terry Pearson's, George and Terry Pearson's pastor, EMIC, and Terry called me and asked me, because, you know, the Bloodmans, we've got this tetrad of Bloodmans coming up, and we've had one, and now we've got three more to go. And Pastor Mark Biltz is the one who discovered that they're going to be on the feast dates, the Jewish, actually God's moeds of his calendar that he circled. And so Passover and Tabernacles in 2014, Passover and Tabernacles in 2015, there are four blood moon eclipses, total eclipses.
Wow.
Terry and George asked me if I would come and teach a seminar on watching the signs of the times. And so I did, and we have that on CD and DVD. It turned out great. I had such a wonderful time. Of course, they're great people to be with. Congregations
right.
is a great church. And I don't know, the people were
freedom.
Oh, yeah, they were just with me, and God just gave the utterance. And so they made, with their really top-notch department, they made charts for us to use, and we put
That's
this together
great.
In a book for you. And one of them is the
Everybody's
Blood Moon's Illustration, which gives you the dates with the solar eclipses in between them. And then it gives you, I like this part too, God's sacred calendar, because God's calendar that's given to us in Leviticus is chronological, it's prophetic.
Yeah.
And you can follow it right along and see what's going to happen next. And so we put those dates in here for you, and we also put in the calendars of the months that the blood moons
occur. That's great to have that.
So and so it's great for you to have.
Glory to God. Billy and I'll see you again tomorrow. You want to be sure and get this. It's great. This is Gloria and Billy reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.